It is under light as we start to look ahead to Bayer Leverkusen on Tuesday night. It's Ian Ryan, Mo Stewart, Mike Kearney and Joel Richards for this one. And Mo, as always with these shows, we tend to reflect on the weekend's game. It was probably one of the most enjoyable of the season so far, but that first 45 was a real reminder that no one's going to hand it to you, no one's going to give it to you. If you want to win a league title, you're going to have to win it.
I mean, the enjoyable ones are always the ones that make you suffer to begin with, aren't they? But yeah, absolutely right. No one's going to give you anything. And speaking of league titles, it was weird how much that game mirrored the last time we were at home against Brighton, because there was all the talk about, oh, we've got to take this chance because of the drop points of Arsenal and Man City. And obviously that day they were playing each other, so one of them was going to drop points. And then obviously Brighton come out strong, take the lead, and it's all a bit nervous and we're wondering how we're going to get there. And then the Reds go on their march and they come and strong arm it back in. And it makes you feel alive, those games. It's the ones that you always remember at the end of a season. I'd still rather we didn't have them that often. But yeah, you need one of them every now and then just to kind of remind yourselves that we can dig ourselves out of a hole if we need to.
It felt imperative, Mike, going into the game that Liverpool picked up 3 points. But given what unfolds elsewhere, you know, Arsenal dropping points, City dropping points, it felt absolutely massive at the weekend.
It did, yeah. And if it, like, up until we get the equaliser, it was a case of this, you sort of need to try and forget that while you're in the game and get back into a game state where, like, it's more back in your hands. And I kept saying during the game, I was annoying people around me really by just saying, we get one, we'll get two. Because it just felt like that sort of game where the struggle was getting the one. And it, at points, I thought, oh, this mightn't be happening here. And then you start spiraling, don't you, thinking, oh, everyone else is dropping. This is a massive chance for us. And the lads stepped up. You know, it needed to be done. And my God, didn't it go off like that? That's one of the best let-offs I've been involved in. Well, obviously under the new manager, because it's still a short reign, but it felt like a coming of age